Lecture topic, controlling the mind through muraqabah.
Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with an excellent faculty of the mind, which is beyond our comprehension of what a achieved creation of Allah Ta'ala this is. It's Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah has blessed us with this mind. But it is how we use this mind that will either take us way ahead or can drop us very far behind. So if the mind is used correctly, then the person will be able to fathom what is the right way to go forward and to avoid things that are going to be detrimental and harmful to him. And if the mind gets corrupted, then what harm others can't do to a person, he'll do to himself. So one of the extremely important aspects is to train this mind to make muraqabah and to meditate. When the mind gets in this mode of muraqabah and meditation, then it'll be very easy to control the mind and avoid it going in directions that it shouldn't be going in. So involuntary thoughts, shaitan keeps whispering in this mind. But if a person has learned how to control the mind with muraqabah, then it will be very easy to ward off these whispers of shaitan. And if he doesn't control the mind, then shaitan will corrupt it completely. And then to a point where then even shaitan will sit back and he'll spectate the outcome of the what wrong this person can fall into just by the mind that he is now misusing. So the very important thing is to be controlling this mind, and the method of that is the muraqabah. Now muraqabah, so muraqabah, the various aspects in the Quran Sharif, various ayat that develop the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, all this is to be brought into the muraqabah. For example, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara, does he not know that Allah is watching? So to embed this deep down in the heart. One person came to one buzrug and he said to him that I am unable to refrain myself from sin. So he told him, among many things, he told him, okay, this is a prescription for you, that whenever you want to commit sin, then first make sure that you do it in such a place where Allah Ta'ala does not see you. So he said, but how can that be possible? Allah Ta'ala is watching all the time. Allah is all aware. So he said, are you not ashamed then that when you have this faith and belief that Allah Ta'ala is all aware, Allah is watching, then how can you be so bold and daring to then sin in front of Allah Ta'ala, whereas you won't sin in front of people, but you are so bold and daring that you will sin in front of Allah Ta'ala. Now this is to develop that consciousness when a person has made muraqabah of this deeply, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is aware, Allah is watching. Now when this builds up in the heart, through the correct engaging of the mind, then this becomes a reality in the heart to a level where he cannot then deliberately and premeditate committing wrong and sin, because this will come over that whatever whispers come in from shaitan's side, Allah is watching, Allah is aware. Whatever I do, wherever I go, no matter where I will hide, I can hide from some people, but I can't hide from Allah Ta'ala. So this muraqabah is what develops his consciousness. So like this, there are many other aspects. Depending on what a person's problem and issues may be, accordingly some muraqabahs are then prescribed. And these are extremely important and very effective as well. But it requires consistency. It requires to do it well, correctly and consistently. But this is a very, very effective aspect. Unfortunately, we keep our minds occupied in all other kinds of things, but we haven't learned and haven't decided to undertake these muraqabahs. Otherwise, we would have been benefiting from this from a long time. So now this is the time to now latch on to these muraqabahs, to learn it from somebody, understand what to be done, and practice on it. This will take us, inshallah, way ahead. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.